It's such a friendly place.
And today's Focus programme is introduced by Jules Alderson.
So thank you so much for joining us at Hospital Radio today to talk about bowls.
Bowls, indeed.
Yeah. Could you tell us, first of all, who you are, please?
Right, so my name, as you know, is Carol, and I am the club secretary at Norfolk Bowling Club in Norwich, and I'm also a bowler.
What is the Norfolk Bowling Club?
So Norfolk Bowling Club has actually been on Unthank Road in Norwich, and very few people know where it is. It's hidden away, but it's actually been there since 1921 when they opened an outdoor bowling green for obviously local people. They then proceeded to open an indoor bowling green as well, but that didn't open until 1968. So the bowling club itself is well over 100 years old now. We've got 400 members. Indoor club is open all year round. Outdoor, obviously, we only play technically in good weather, but it's not always, but we play in the summer season. So outdoor bowls is April to the end of August, beginning of September. We play both social and competitively. Welcome all ages and all abilities at the club. We've got coaching, development leagues and social drives for beginners. We have club leagues where the club teams compete against each other, but also we have teams playing at county and national level. And four of our bowlers are currently selected to play for England in the international series that's going on at the moment. So that sort of sums up Norfolk Bowling Club, I guess. It's a lovely club, but we're very welcoming. And we play across the whole range of bowling, which I'll explain a little bit more about in a minute.
Yeah, I was very keen before we get into kind of more of the details about the competition, just to understand what actually is bowls as a game. I think I've got an idea in my mind, but I've never played.
Yeah, I mean, as I sort of thought to myself, it's actually not the easiest game to explain, but I will do my best to explain it as straightforwardly as possible. It's a game for all ages. You can play bowls from any age, up to any age. So you can play bowls, say, from the age of 10. My daughter started playing at the age of 8. We still have people playing who are in their mid-90s. You know, it really crosses the age range, which I think a lot of people probably don't realise. It's got a number of disciplines, the game, but the basic theory is a player bowls their woods to the jack, which is a small white, that nowadays can be a yellow ball. And the player or the team with any number of their woods closest to the jack before an opponent's wood scores the corresponding amount of shots. Games are played to a set time, a set number of ends, which is going up one way or coming back the other way, or the number of shots scored. So there are, if you like, many different versions of the game, and it can be played in lots of different ways, really. But the basic principle is you get your bowl closest to the jack. That's it in a nutshell.
How far away?
Again, the length can vary. There is a minimum length. So basically, how you start the game, the lead bowls the jack. And that sets the distance for the rest of the team to bowl to. So the lead bowls the jack up, and then it's indoors, it's straightened to so that it's in the centre of the rink. And the rest of the team, or all of the team, then have to bowl to that jack. The minimum, they do vary the lengths, but basically the minimum is sort of about 23 yards. It just depends on what you're playing. And then there is a maximum. There's a maximum that you can't. So there are some rules and constrictions between it, and they vary a little bit differently between indoor and outdoor. Indoor, you have different measurements and things and different spots and things on the green. Outdoor, it's a piece of grass, so you don't. So, yeah, but that said, it's bowled to either a length or to a position.
So it sounds like you need some equipment.
You do need some equipment. I mean, basically, you need the very basics is a set of bowls and shoes. So indoor or outdoor, we wear bowling shoes. And that's particularly indoor, that's quite critical because at all times you must protect the green. So you can't just wander onto the green in any old pair of trainers, for example. We have specific flat-soled bowl shoes, and that's very similar outdoor. Same theory, you have to protect the green. Bowls, there's a huge variety nowadays of bowls to choose from. The bowls, because it sounds quite simple when I've said you've got to get your bowl closest to the jack, bowls have a bias. So bowls will curve in towards the jack. Some bowls have more curve than other bowls, so there's a variety of different bowls that you can choose. They are different sizes for your hand, and they are different weight depending on the size of the bowl that you're bowling with, really. So you've got different sizes, you've got different amounts of curves. For anybody new to bowling, I would always recommend that you try bowls before you go and buy them. A new set of bowls nowadays is going to be around about the £400 mark. So, but it's a lot of bowls about on the second-hand market, and quite honestly, that's how most people start off borrowing, picking up, or whatever, a second-hand set of bowls. The jack, which is just a small bowl, that's supplied by the club, but you don't have to buy that. And then for clubs, different matches and things, most clubs have a club uniform. You would always be required to wear for matches. And then clubs may have a slightly more relaxed version for the social and domestic play. You can start without having to buy the uniform, but you would certainly need to buy a uniform as you progressed. I mean, there are outdoor, you need waterproofs, jackets and all sorts of things. Indoor, you just need basic bowling trousers, bowling shirt. And you're away, really. This is our kit that most of us wear for competitions.
You mentioned that it's really important to protect the turf, the lawn.
Yeah. If I explain the difference between indoor and outdoor. So indoor, we bowl basically on a carpet. It's a very smooth surface. Bowling on it is very dependent on how you send your bowl, dependent on the weight that you send your bowl, depending on how your bowl curves for you to end up in the place that you want to be. Outdoor, we bowl on grass. Now, grass is a totally different surface, obviously. You have a lot more to contend with outdoor on the green because you've got lumps and bumps and grass. It's wet, it's dry, it's cold, it's hot. There are very, very, very many variations. So you're outdoor, I would always say, you're as much bowling the green and the surface that you're on than indoors, which is a little bit more settled. Again, even indoor, the temperature, what's going on, a cold day, you can bowl your bowls down, the green can bowl very differently from if you go into the indoor club and on and it's warm. It makes a difference. There's lots of things to get used to, and there's quite a few challenges, really. It's not as simple as it looks.
If somebody's thinking about coming along to the club or maybe watching a game or a match, what would they expect to see?
Very, very pleased if people want to come and watch. And if you come along to one of the more competitive games, which I've sort of mentioned, so for example, tomorrow, the Norfolk ladies team are playing in a national semi-final at Huntingdon. If they win that semi-final tomorrow, they go through to the finals at Nottingham in a few weeks' time. So it's quite an important game. If you come along and watch that game, as many of us will be, I'm not playing, but I'm watching. Very competitive, quite intense, but really enjoyable, and you get to see some very high quality bowls. There's a little bit of camaraderie goes on, and people are trying to encourage their team. So it's all very good, and it can be quite exciting, and it can be quite tense.
So we've talked about kind of how the game functions, like how it works. You need to get your woods closest to the jack. I'm imagining that some strength is probably required to move things around. What do you think are the kind of the most important skills to be able to play?
You need good hand and eye coordination. You know, you're sending your bowl down there. You've got to get the line right. You've got to get your bowl to curve in on the line that you want it. And you need to have your weight right. That's where the difference between outdoor and indoor come into play a bit. Indoor, you don't need as much weight, generally speaking, as you need outdoor, because the surface is easier on the bowl and you're not having to bowl it up through grass, basically. You also need to have the ability to make small adjustments. So in most games, you'll get to bowl maybe two bowls, three bowls or four bowls, depending on what type of game you're playing. So you can bowl your first one down if that doesn't go quite right, or your second bowl. You need to have the ability to make small adjustments, or sometimes quite big adjustments, to what you've just bowled down there. I mean, if your first bowl lands on the jack, brilliant. It's quite difficult to get your second bowl to do the same thing. If your first bowl is 2 yards away, 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards away from the jack, then when you bowl your next one down, you need to be able to take some of the weight off to get it in. Same with your curve. If your first bowl has not gone near to the jack and it's far too wide or it's far too narrow, your second bowl, you need to make that adjustment. So you need to put actually quite a lot of thought into it. One of the things that I find about bowls, and one of the things why I enjoy bowling it, is because you have to concentrate. You can't just stand there and throw a bowl. It doesn't work. You need to concentrate on what you're doing. And for me, that's one of the reasons I started to play bowls, because it was one of the few sports that I've played over the years that actually made me stop thinking about lots of other things and made me concentrate on what I was doing. It's all about the weight and the line. If you send a bowl with the right weight on the right line, you will be close to where you want it to be. That is slightly harder than it sounds. As you progress, the ability to play lots of different types of shots and to read the game to enable you to play tactically so that you can achieve the best result will develop. You just need to be aware when you start a game like bowls that it may take you a little while. Get used to how you need to stand, to get used to how you need to let go of the bowl, and as I've said, to get used to this weight and line. Crack weight and line and you're there.
When someone gets started, are there kind of common things that people get wrong whilst they are getting into the swing of things?
One of the most common things is trying too hard to get the shot straight away, because you think, oh, I've just got to bowl that down there, and it is harder than you would perhaps anticipate. Most people will bowl either too heavy or not heavy enough. So most people, when they start off, will either be way through or way short of the jack. It is just trying to get that right. And it's the other thing a lot of beginners do is, you know, you can have quite a few bowls on the green when you're trying to get to the jack. If somebody else has been short or somebody else has been long, there can be bowls all over the place. So not only are you trying to get to the jack, you've got to get past all these other bowls. That's another difficult thing for beginners. They will invariably crash into something and miss something, and it's just how it is. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about bowls, and I think the biggest misconception is that it's some kind of genteel retirement pastime. Now, it certainly can be, and it's enjoyed by many, many retired people. However, a lot of our matches, as I've already mentioned, are competitive. And there's often those games are more and more involving a much younger age group of people than I think is realised. As I've already said, you know, you can start playing when you're under 10. It's also a game where, well, we've mentioned coming to watch. It can be quite enthusiastic and there can be quite a lot of noise. And, you know, you can get lots of encouragement for your team from people watching. And it is extremely competitive at the higher levels. But for beginners and for people coming into the game, I think it's just a really nice social thing to do. You meet lots of different people. It's a great thing to come into, to meet people, and you play different teams all the time. So it's a great social occasion as well.
As people get started, if they were to join the club, do older members kind of support people to get started, or is it a bit more competitive than that?
Everybody tries to support new people. We're really keen. Everybody will try to help. At Norfolk Bowling Club, we have a really good coaching team. And coaching, when you first start, you can have some free coaching to get you started. We have a really good coaching team. We have really good, call them development league. So that's a league for once you've started and you've got all the basics, then you can go and play with other like people. That's really good. And you sort of filter your way through into the more competitive leagues. So, you know, your first year, you'll probably just be playing with training and then development league and perhaps a little bit of drives, which are where they're social occasions. And then maybe as you progress, you'll go through to the more competitive leagues. But they're all...
You've talked quite a bit about the development of like how to play the game and the strategy as you get kind of more into it. Is there the opportunity for people who might have kind of physical challenges or mobility issues to get involved?
Yeah, I think bowls can be quite good. It's regarded as one of the most inclusive and accessible sports for people with disabilities nowadays. I mean, they cater for physical, sensory, intellectual impairments. It's frequently adapted to allow people of all abilities to compete, often actually alongside non-disabled players as well, you know. But there is a very strong para bowls that happens now. There is opportunities across the world of bowls for people with disabilities to play in their own events, but also able to play at normal club level as well, and most clubs will welcome people. Sometimes you need specialised equipment. For example, if you need a wheelchair, you'd have to belong to a club that had a wheelchair that's specially adapted for the greens. We have people who play with sticks, people who play with crutches, they're just specially adapted. We've had people who have hearing impediments, people who have sight impediments, all sorts of things. And it is a game that you can play. You can be quite adaptive. So some of us get injured. So yes, I think it's very good. Norfolk Bowling Club last year we ran a really successful short programme with some people from the Big C Cancer Charity who were either having treatment or recovering from treatment and just wanted to get back to a little bit of physical activity, and they found it really, really useful.
That's brilliant. Yeah, sounds much more accessible than many other sports.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd love to know what you enjoy most about it.
I really love the competitive side of it. I didn't realise how competitive I was. My daughter told me that it's my fault that she's so competitive. I hadn't realised that I was, but I think I am. So I love the competitive side of it. I don't mind whether I'm playing just a social game or a competition game. I just love the buzz of the games. I love the team spirit. And I enjoy the social side of it. On a winter's evening when you would just be sitting in front of the telly, it's much better to get out and go to the bowls club and have a game of bowls. I didn't start playing until I was in my 50s. My husband, he started playing when he was in his 30s. My daughter started playing when she was 8. My other daughter will have no interest in bowls whatsoever. We all play, even my 2-year-old grandson called Bowler Jack. So it's a thing you can do with the family, it's a thing you can do with friends, it's a thing you can do as an individual. And I just really enjoy it. And as I've said, for me, it makes me stop thinking about all the other things, particularly when I was working. Stop me from thinking about all the other things that are going around and around in my head because you've just got to go and play bowls.
You mentioned earlier that there are leagues. Do you play in any of the leagues? Mm. And do you kind of travel around in the competitions?
Yes, I do, and many of us do. So I play in our club leagues. So this week I played in a game against a county friendly game, which was really lovely. I've played triples game, a pairs game, and also I'll be playing in a fours game. So that's three different ways of playing the game. I'm currently playing in Norfolk Bowling Club Ladies A team, so we play competitively against other teams in the local area. So, you know, there's a lot of bowls clubs. You start to look, there's a lot of bowls clubs in and around Norwich. So that's competitive. And we're also playing currently in a national competition. So last weekend we played a semi-final in Huntingdon, which we won. And we're now through to the National Bowls Indoor Championships in Nottingham next weekend. That's me playing across, and many people do. We're playing across it. We're playing friendly. We're playing inter-club leagues. And we're playing in competitive as well.
That sounds like a lot of bowls.
Yeah, it really is. It does sound like it. And it is. But as I said, you don't have to do that. You know, we have a lot of people at Norfolk Bowling Club who don't play that much. And we've got people playing. We had two players in the World Championships at Potters this year, played in the World Championships. Two of our guys played in the World Championships. And I just said we've had four of our bowlers representing England. Two of those bowlers are in their 20s, so they're quite young. It's just a game that anybody of any age can play.
You mentioned that there's a ladies' competition. Is bowls normally kind of segregated by gender?
Interesting. No, that's a really interesting question. If you delve back into the history of bowls, it's a little bit like golf, actually. If you delve back into the history, bowls was very much men and women, and never did the twain meet. The ladies played the ladies' game, the men played the men's game. And in fact, there were clubs, and one of them, not that long ago, there were clubs that didn't allow ladies to play. Everything was very strictly ladies and men. I'm very pleased to say, from my point of view anyway, that that's changed a lot over the years that I've been playing. And actually, at Norfolk Bowling Club, most of our games are mixed. So most of our, or all of our internal leagues are mixed games, men and women. Sometimes we have ladies teams playing against men teams, but at the same time, we do still have men's and ladies leagues at competitive level. That's absolutely fine. And so, yes, I play for, as I said, Norfolk Bowling Club Ladies A team, so does my daughter. And that's where we play. A lot of our competitive bowling is played through that. But equally, my daughter is playing in a Norfolk Bowling Club mixed team, and she's also playing tomorrow for the Norfolk County ladies team. There's lots of opportunities to do lots of different things. If you're looking to play a sport that can offer a wide variety of formats and games and gives you the chance to pit your skills against anyone from younger to more mature people, novices to internationals, then bowls is it, really. It's truly one of the few sports where you're able to do this. It's very simple to learn, but it can be hard to master.
You mentioned the team games, and you've talked earlier about the strategy and developing the strategy. I'm just curious, how, when you're playing in a team match, do you work out the strategy together? Are there ever disagreements?
Well, I hope not. No. We try not to disagree, but not always. If you're in a team, you have a position within that team. I'll just give an example. So say you're playing in a triples team, which is quite a common way to play. There's three of you in the team and you're playing against obviously another team of three players as well. So in your team, you would have a lead. That's the person that bowls a jack down to start with, and then they follow with their bowls. And then you would have a number two. So the role of the number two is to sort of pick up from what the lead has done. If the lead has got on the jack, then the number two's role would be to try and get close to the jack too. If the lead is not close to the jack, then the number two's role would be to try and get to the jack before the other player does. And then sort of strategy comes in. You have a skip. So your number three player is your skip. So when you play, the lead and the number two start off at one end of the green and the skip stands at the other end of the green. So the skip is standing at the head where the jack is. So the skip will direct you as well. So if the skip, for example, thinks that things are going to get a bit tricky when they go down to bowl, they may ask you to put your bowl behind, because that gives them the opportunity to then try and knock the jack away from the opponent and back to your bowl. So you get asked to do different things by your skip. When your skip is bowling, the number two and the lead go up to the top of the green, skip comes down to the bottom, and then you can help your skip. So the number two might say to the skip, oh, well, that bowl's now in your way. It would be better if you came around this way. So as a team, you all help each other out. But the main decisions are made by your skip, because they're the ones who should be able to read the strategy and they're the ones who should be able to drive.
Yeah, I'm sure it all makes much more sense when you can see it.
Yes, yeah. Just come along and try it, because it all makes much more sense when you can see it.
Lovely. So thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll now look at a match of bowls quite differently when I see it next time.
Yeah.
Thank you.